Hello, welcome to Spiritually Fed. My name is Bree Marshall. I am a wife, mother, a runner, baker, and I am so glad you are here with me today. Here, I love to share my personal life and spiritual experiences to connect and relate with you. I am hoping that you find spiritual moments and love. Let's share our experiences together. Hello! Welcome to the first episode of Spiritually Fed. My name is Bree Marshall. I am so excited that you are here. I wanted to share a little bit about me, and then I want to share the how and why of what I'm doing. I'm Bree. I'm married to my husband, Dom, and I stay at home with my two kids, Ronan and Ryan, and I live in Utah. I have many passions from running to baked goods, and I have a degree in communications, and I never thought that I would want to write as a hobby. Just never thought about that. I started a health blog 5 years ago, and I loved it. But I decided it wasn't exactly the type of niche that I wanted to keep going for, so I decided to put it away. And then in January 2019, my husband and I were talking about my purpose, you know, and I knew I needed to communicate ways in a blog for anyone to draw closer to Jesus Christ. That was what I was passionate about. I'm still passionate about it, and I'm so excited that I'm able to share it with you. So I started writing every day about what I was doing with my life, like a journal. But I made a focus every day to grow spiritually. It really has changed my life. It has been a huge positive change to my life. And I'm working on expressing my thoughts and feelings through writing about my spiritual experiences. And I can tell you, I have grown so much with my Father in Heaven because of this. As a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, I want to personally share my growth and testimony to you. As I daily try my best to follow Jesus Christ's teachings, I feel like I'm becoming a better me. I want to become better, and I know you do too. I know it. I make mistakes every single day, and with that, I'm hoping to connect and relate with everyone from all faiths or no faith at all. That is a work in progress, aka me. And throughout sharing my personal experiences, I really, you guys, I will probably be eating. I'll probably have kids in the background. That's my life, and I love it. So I hope for you to expect to see spiritual growth here. I'm so excited to be connecting with you guys on a daily. I hope that you reach out to me. But I really wanted to go ahead and share something that I've been working on my blog. It's already set up. So if you want to go over to spirituallyfedblog.com, go ahead. I have lots of posts on there that you guys can read through, lots of spiritual content. I have spiritual experiences, family experiences, and stuff that I like to share from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I hope you guys are able to check that out. But I wanted to share with you guys today the term ugly talk. Do you guys know what I'm talking about? Have you ever had like those days where you felt like your thoughts were just negative, or a little gremlin was inside your head persuading ugly faces or ugly communication? I feel like lately I've been having a lot of ugly talk in my head, and I really need to express this right now. This morning, I felt like I had a little bit of that. Not for anyone around me, just the thoughts about myself. And I started having ugly thoughts like, I'm not good enough, I'm not healthy enough, I'm not who I see my future self as. It was just ugly all morning. And I was really actually nervous to talk to anyone today. My kids, my husband, my family. I was just afraid because of my negative emotions spreading to others. I really didn't want to say anything unkind or hurtful because of the way I was feeling about myself. And it was during my workout that I was getting ready to lift some weights, and it was like the Spirit was lifting with me, and I can feel the Spirit touch my shoulder. And I want to share with you guys really quickly. This is what I'm sharing with you guys weekly. I'm going to show up every week and I'm going to tell you what I'm learning from the Spirit or what I'm growing from. And today was one of those days, or I try and find spiritual moments every single day, but my workout today, I could feel the Spirit touch my shoulder. And I could feel the Spirit whisper, drop all the drama you have in your mind and speak with love to you, and then you will feel inclined to speak love to everyone else. And it really struck a chord in me. I felt an immediate switch in my brain. I am not often so quick to have attitude switches so quickly. If you are, you're amazing. I could feel love running through my whole body. Coincidentally, after having that whisper from the Spirit, my mom walked by me, and I knew that this was my opportunity to express love and good thoughts. And so I smiled, and I just expressed to her, I could see how hard you are trying to be your best, and I love you for that. And that's exactly how she is supposed to be, you know? We all are. We're all doing our best, even if we have ugly talk inside our brains, which is not useful, but it happens some days. And I know that today it was just, that was my best, but it felt great to have the Spirit connect with me and touch my shoulder and whisper that, drop the drama, love yourself and you can love everyone else. And when I said those words to my mom, it was though as I was saying it to myself, Bree, I can see how hard you are trying to do your best. And I love that. I needed that after having a little gremlin on my shoulder earlier this morning trying to bring my thoughts down. And I just wanted to share that little spiritual moment with you guys today. That's what you're going to be engaging with me here. I wanted to share with you my love for the Holy Ghost. I have a testimony that the Holy Ghost is real and is guiding us many, many times a day to choose the right, choose good thoughts, and choose good words. And I know as we listen to the Holy Ghost, I know those words or promptings come from the grace of our Father in heaven. Heavenly Father really sees the best in us. He sees the best in you. You guys, He does, and He wants us to see the best in ourselves. As we show love to ourselves by speaking kind to our thoughts, embracing ourselves, and loving who we are and who we are becoming, we show that same love and compassion for others. It was an amazing testimony builder for me. That's what I'm trying to do here in Spiritually Fed. I want to connect and relate with you. I am strengthening my testimony, and I hope the words that I say strike a chord in you. I hope they're good thoughts. I don't want to have ugly talk, you know? Like, it's not useful and it doesn't build us up. It doesn't strengthen us with our Father in heaven. I just am so glad you guys are here. Please subscribe. Please comment. Please share. Please show up. I want to show up and I want to connect with you, and I'm so excited to be here. Have a great week, you guys. Talk to you later. Bye. Thank you so much for being here today. I'm so glad that you were able to tune in. If you are wanting more content, please check out my website, spirituallyfedblog.com. Make sure you subscribe so you never miss an episode and you're able to get my emails. I hope we can connect and become friends. Much love, Bree.